Meet Rebecca Schweigert.
I am a mentor, so I open up my home to an adult in need to live in a family home setting rather than a group home.
These adults are placed through the California Mentor Program, which North Bay manager Adam Barngraf says works with people from varied situations, but often with a common desire.
It's all independence and choice. So we have people who've been living in group home situations. We have people who've been living with parents who might be getting up to the age where they can't take care of them anymore, and they're really needing to live in a different environment. But maybe a group home isn't correct for them, or the living arrangement just isn't right. So they'll express a desire to live independently. And so it's really about partnering with what they want.
Since last November, Rebecca and her husband have shared their West Santa Rosa home with Melissa Grace, who's very happy to be there.
I like it much better than the group home. Rebecca speaks to me in a way that's considerate and nice and doesn't talk behind my back, as opposed to the staff at the group home that did talk behind my back about how horrible I was.
Even with the preparation and coaching they received beforehand, Schweigert says it took a little time for everyone to adjust to the new arrangement.
It was rough. I've never done anything like this before. I didn't quite understand what my role was. They teach you their rights, what the client needs. You work along with your coordinator. He helps you through the process. You're also getting to know the person. But for the most part, Melissa and I meshed really well.
So now their lives have settled into a pleasant routine.
Our basic day, she'll get up in the morning, fix her breakfast. She goes to her day program. On Sundays, we go to church, Melissa and I. Then we'll go shopping if we need groceries. I take her shopping for her clothes, things like that.
And that works well for Melissa, too.
We watch TV together, and I watch her cook sometimes. I like to be involved with their lives as opposed to always be in my room doing nothing.
She still hopes to one day be able to live completely on her own, even though her first attempt at doing so was not successful.
Things didn't work out with my health. I had uncontrollable diabetes that was really bad, and I had a lot of seizures, which made it unsafe for me to live on my own.
So getting Melissa's health stabilized was another of the early challenges in the mentor relationship.
When we were doing the matching, they knew I was organic, and that's one of the reasons why they moved Melissa in, because I eat healthy, and they knew she needed something like that, that kind of reinforcement. Before Melissa, I knew about diabetes, but I didn't grasp it, didn't understand it, never needed to. So that has been a real struggle. But for now, I feel like we've got it under control.
Many mentor placements are long-term, often for years, and that seems just fine to Rebecca.
It's amazing. Not only do you get to share your life with a new person, but you get to make things extra special in their life, things that they just haven't had. So we're going to do 4th of July. We get to go do Great America. We're planning things as a family. It's a pretty great experience.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.